minute you're feeling good about yourself, just remember, it's an election year. This uplifting message is brought to you by Rad Radio.
Got this email, rad@radradio.com, from Evan.
Hi, Evan.
We just played Treble Trouble as we're giving away tickets to see Foreigner, plus everybody that wins tickets is qualified for a grand prize drawing a week from today, where you'll have your already great seats upgraded to where you will be in the front row for the show, which is on Friday night, October 24th at the Hard Rock Live in Sacramento. And Kyle puts together mostly, almost always, sometimes with Brandon's suggestions or help, the clips for Treble Trouble and Master of Movies. And we played this clip. Come on, baby, do you do more than dance? Which, I mean, even if you're not a Foreigner fan, if you can sing it out long enough, you know that's Hot Blooded.
I mean, and that was quite refreshing because yesterday, wasn't it a deep album cut or something?
And so, to that point, Evan wrote in and said, damn it, Kyle.
Damn it, Evan.
That easy-ass song, and I was caller 17. I'll get these damn tickets.
Yeah, call better on Fridays, bro.
Right? I mean, this is the thing, is we change and switch around the difficulty. We have two more chances for you to win today at 8 and 9 a.m. We're going to get to jokes from the maggots in a few minutes, but we were doing entertainment news earlier. There's a few other lingering things that are somewhat topical or noteworthy, and I've mentioned once or twice that as we have fun with my weight gain, replaced alcohol with an appetite.
I'll say.
And yes, in 3 weeks, confirmed scale to scale, using the scale at my doctor's office, I gained 5 pounds in 3 weeks. And I've mentioned that from time to time, I take a moment to point out that I'm just under 5'11", and I'm 176.2 pounds now. And that's totally, that's why, what's going on with the jokes about obesity is illustrating the absurd by being absurd.
Absolutely, because you're nowhere near fat.
Truth of the matter is, there's probably a lot of people who think I could stand to put a little bit more weight on. Probably proportionally so, you know, not just get some giant gut or whatever.
Hey, we're mean to people there, too. They're too skinny.
Yes.
Just shut your eyes, people.
And I say that, I say that because I know, for both men and women, in fact, I don't know that it's growing in men. I just know that, like so many other things in our society, they're more comfortable being open and honest about body dysmorphia, concerned with appearance, obsessed with. We've alluded to it many times. We'll talk more about it in about an hour when John, the CEO of Circles with an S, and Dale Moss from The Bachelorette, who's part of the Circles family, are going to join us. We were at a Circles party last night for certain levels of investors. Most of them were maggots, and three different women. Throughout the evening were literally like congratulatory to me of, wow, you're taking these fat cracks so well on the air. And only one of them, when I was talking to her, was my wife with me at the time. And she looked at Christina and she said, could you do it as a woman? And Christina's like, I get what you're saying, girl, it's tough. And I'm like, this is why. Every now and then I stop and I go, look, it is all for fun, kids. All right. I'm not really concerned at all. My doctor's not concerned at all. It's easily, I have this metabolism through the roof. If I wanted to lose 10 pounds over the next 3 weeks, 3 pounds, I could start today if I was really concerned about it. There's no reason for any of that. So sometimes we got to slow it down. And we had a story come out yesterday, and then we kind of full circle all this. Remember we had during the pressure cooker, the question earlier this week of which reality TV star has the clothing line Skims. And our contestant was on a special nickname basis and said Kim K.
Hell yeah.
We took it. We accepted that. It's obviously Kim Kardashian. And her company Skims has released her summer swimwear line. And they released new images yesterday from her swim summer 2024 line. As I mentioned when we talked about it, the big thing this year is the tiger print, apparently. Not just for Skims, but this is what people are all into.
Isn't it snake skin?
Was it snake skin?
That's what I thought.
Snake. You're right. Yeah, snake print. Thank you very much.
Tiger would be cooler, though.
That stuff just never goes out, which is...
That's the thing, right?
The thing for me is that literally it's timeless, yet they'll do this thing and say... Well, I guess that's fair, though. It's timeless, but some years it's more prevalent. Yeah. There you go.
So the shot that everyone was talking about was Kim Kardashian in a strappy snakeskin print two-piece bikini that made the most of her toned tummy and her abs. But the next caption is what broke the internet because everybody had to talk about, oh, that's not true, or oh, that's amazing, blah, 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 because the next caption... And it was an accident. They didn't mean to reveal it. it was posted. These things happen. They get posted. They were approved. They weren't approved or whatever. But it revealed that she was wearing, Kim Kardashian is 5'2", and that she was wearing, in that picture, size extra small. In the past, Kim has not talked about her size or weight too much, though she is thought to be around 115 pounds with a 24-inch waistline. And this sent the internet ablaze because everybody has to talk about how big her ass is or how much she's lost too much weight
or how
there's no way she's a 24-inch waist or how 24 inches is too small.
You don't know.
And,
you have no way of knowing. I like that I've pointed this out a lot of times because, the first thing, before I say what I pointed out a million times, but I pointed this out a million times too. We are all such different shapes and sizes. You can get a woman who's the same height, but their bone structure is different. And one of my girlfriends, everyone was, they almost would call her a liar because they would swear up and down by looking at her. Oh, you got to be 115, 120 pounds. She's like, no, I'm 145 pounds. Because the mind blown for them because she was so fit. And she's like, muscle weighs more than fat. And she, you know, because she also was very toned. And it's like, just stop it. Who cares? Yeah. And quite honestly, a lot of times, okay, you're saying in this example, it was a mistake they weren't supposed to put there. But a lot of times, they will reveal to you, they will purposely reveal to you what the model is wearing. So you can kind of, okay, yeah, if you're someone who's, maybe you look like her, so you're like, oh, okay, that's maybe what it would look like, or just so you know.
Well, in my experience, you know, just shopping for men's clothes alone, they do that almost always. And I shop a lot for my wife online, and they do it almost always. They just didn't want to do it because it's Kim Kardashian, and they knew it would lead to exactly what it did.
It's just stupid. Who cares what size she is?
Everyone.
Yeah, I'm just happy that they at least posted her advertising it, and she looks fine in that picture. She looks really good.
Really does.
You know, there's other magazines and other brands out there that are showing a lot of ugly people in swimsuits and underwear, and I'm just happy that it's something nice to look at this time.
She's such a pig. It's so gross.
And oink, back at you. I love you, Kyle.
You remind me of dudes of my day, and we're done with you. I mean, it's just, get over it.
Cool. Oh, no.
It's 2024.
Cool. Elderly women are done with you, Kyle.
Good. Women in general, women your own age are done with you too in this attitude. Thank God.
Oh, yeah, the ugly ones are. The hot ones love
it
that I say they look good.
They don't like the way you're talking, okay?
You know, Dawn, what you just said is not true.
What part?
More women than ever are done with guys like Kyle, but there are still an overwhelming number of them that are playing right into.
Yes.
That's how you get these things that break the internet like
yesterday. But the point I'm making is more so than my generation, and with each generation, it's getting better, and dudes that talk like that will be extinct.
Never.
I mean in our minds. They'll be here and they'll spout their stuff, but no one's going to listen.
Wrong on the last part.
Oh, my God. No, eventually it'll get there.
It will not.
Oh, my God.
I think that it's wonderful that you... I don't even believe that you
That's
believe it.
That's probably too much. I don't believe it.
I know you
I'm
don't.
I'm just saying it because I
You're
it
wishing it into the universe.
It enrages me. The way he talks, and it makes me want to be mean because who are you to say what looks good or not? It's not like you're the best looking thing on the planet either.
He is a white man.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
You know,
he rules the universe.
I find you adorable, but you're making me want to be mean to you.
I don't care. You know, you're going to have to deal with a bunch of wussy men later on in the next generation. Yeah. They're like,
already.
The two don't translate.
Oh, they're a bunch of liars down deep then.
See, this shows how much of a man you aren't, because a man doesn't have to be a pig to be a man, hun.
Sweetheart,
not even deep down. You really got a lot to learn about being a man.
The truth of the matter is, as the moderator, the truth of the matter is that everything that was just said is true. And that's the problem, is that people get all worked up and they run into their corners and they take their sides. And there are plenty of men who are the way Dawn is describing, but there are also plenty of men who in today's society are shamed into believing that they have to say that something is attractive when they are lying. And then you meet them out on the golf course and they tell you how much they're lying.
But that's
all
different
out there
than what Kyle is saying. He was basically saying, to be a man, you think like that.
Oh,
he was making it all
That's why I said all of it has parts
whatsoever.
Of truth. All of it had parts of truth.
And Kyle, you don't make me act a certain way. I choose the way I act.
Oh,
I want to make sure that gets out there. Because you can't do that to people.
One other, or two other.
And you know I love you.
I love you,
and
too.
And I think you're adorable. Yeah. But I just had to say that because I was mad.
As was alluded to earlier, Coachella's first weekend was last weekend. This is the second weekend, starts today. The Dream of the 90s alive again this weekend. Reunions from No Doubt, Blur, Sublime, etc. It's basically the same lineup.
No Doubt is so good live.
Yeah, and they already did last weekend, and they were amazing. Now they're doing it again this weekend.
Awesome.
The big story from Coachella is how revelers have been left furious at the price of food that they are being slapped with at the counter. This has gone viral all week since last weekend. It's TikTok. It's like, what do you expect?
No kidding.
First of all, aren't tickets to Coachella like $1 billion each to begin with? Have you been to a sporting event lately?
That's the one area they thought they'd get a deal.
Festival goers have found they need to pay, for example, $8 for a Coca-Cola. $28 for a double vodka, for example, was another thing that's been posted.
What'd you just say?
$28 for a double vodka,
right?
That's pretty standard in a sporting event.
Absolutely.
Oh,
the general admission for Coachella for either individual weekends is $4.99 starting point.
And that's right. Okay.
That's GA.
That's GA if you can get them without having to go second market. And then they're bitching about having to pay, as Brandon correctly just said, what you pay at a sporting event. $30 for a double vodka?
Yeah.
Standards. Another TikToker revealed she had to pay $64 for two breakfast burritos and two bottles of cucumber water.
Yeah, no, it's ridiculous. Last time I went to a sporting event was a Kings game, and I think it was $32 for my drink, and I was like, you said what? And the guy kind of looked at me, and he hooked it up, poured a little more. I was like, all right, thank you, man.
I'm just laughing what they're complaining about. I mean, not that I think they would complain about what I'm going to say. Is that everything I notice from every video is it's like, dear God, is there fog rolling in? No, it's not fog.
No, that's not fog.
A thick cloud of smoke around. That's why they're hungry.
Yeah.
Jesus Lord.
Coachella is the unofficial Burning Man or the alternative Burning Man. I got stuck up on the name for Jeffrey Epstein because I had in my mind the actor Jesse Eisenberg. And so, because I knew we had to mention at least what may be an absolute nothing burger, but I like to point them out in case they become something like Cocaine Bear, right? Cocaine Bear was the same thing. Oh, this bear finds cocaine in the woods, and then he goes on a murder spree. And it turned out to not only be a big hit, but according to Kyle and other people who actually saw it, I still haven't taken the time for no reason other than I'm a little busy. It's actually a really great movie.
It was.
People enjoy it. Now, this could come and go, be nothing. It's called Sasquatch Sunset.
Oh.
It's described as maybe the weirdest movie you've ever seen. It's shot in a documentary style, but it's a comedy. And it stars Jesse Eisenberg, although he's under layers of Bigfoot makeup. And it's the lives of a family of Bigfoots or Big Feet.
Big Feets.
That's a family of Big Feets.
Big Feets.
I like that.
Big Feetses.
Over the course of a year, all four seasons. And the dialogue basically consists of grunts, moans, and howls, and some scenes of Sasquatch sex and a bunch of pranks that include poop and other things.
Yeah, this would be good. It could be like one of those cult comedy things, but they already made this movie, Harry and the Hendersons. Come on.
Yeah, but did they up the ante? I know what you're talking about. And they up the ante? Did they up the ante?
Sounds like it.
Are they showing him in costume going?
I don't know.
I hope so.
That's why people are talking about it. So Sasquatch Summer? Sunset.
Watch Sasquatch Squat. Say that three times fast.
If you're a maggot and you're listening to us, so you are. If you've got jokes, email us, rad@radio.com. Don't call. You cannot tell jokes.
Sorry.
Got a little special edition, a little expanded for a few reasons. We will start, though, as we always do, with any children that write in. 14-year-old Athena.
Yay, Athena.
Has this to get us started. My girlfriend wanted a marriage just like a fairy tale. Fair enough. I gave her a loaf of bread and I left her in the forest. Now, Big D wrote in. You may remember yesterday he decided he was going to tell some Rob Fat jokes or going to poke a little fun. So I talked about poking his wife because I said, you know, I play dirty.
Yeah.
You know, you're just going to come after me. So usually just as dad jokes. He says, I was planning on going back to good old knee-slapping dad jokes today. However, Rob, with you revealing during yesterday's segment that you would poke my Mrs. Big D, here are some jokes in honor of that fantasy. Okay,
oh,
so
my.
But so the couple on that in this way, for example, the neighbor's invitations to their swingers party has an RSVP. I told them I'm going to come early. Yeah. So anything have you know? Expanding. Tarzan's monogamous relationship with Jane was a hard thing to make work, mostly because he was a jungle swinger.
Too wild and crazy.
But Big D could not resist throwing in a couple of jokes about my enormity. Rob, finally your winter fat has gone. Unfortunately, you now have spring rolls.
Oh, those sound delicious.
Man,
right
that
now.
Does,
right,
do. With that, actually.
Yeah, with some ham and pineapple.
Crab
on them.
Rangoon.
Rob, don't leave. Where are you going? Come back.
What is Rob really good at?
What?
He excels in clothing. XL.
Just XL?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. Actually, it's MED, but, you know, whatever.
Aw. Medical.
Yes.
Assistance needed.
I'm so obese, I need medically sized clothing. Which brings us to Ramon.
Hola.
Brandon's from Mexico.
Who prematurely sent in his jokes for today yesterday, and I said, and didn't send in any jokes. I said, what's the deal? Well, Ramon corrected me. He said, here are today's Fat Friday Rob jokes.
Fat Friday.
I've been emailing my jokes in every other day. We need to keep the jokes going as long as possible. Just how Rob likes his pasta from Olive Garden, never ending.
Nice.
Rob doesn't need a personal trainer. His genes give him all the feedback he needs.
Help me.
By
help me.
Fitting perfectly fine.
I'm gonna bust.
What?
My seams are breaking.
Every time Rob bounces into his Corvette, his OnStar calls the emergency number with, we need help, the suspension is overloaded.
Isn't there a weight limit on that thing?
You can fit through the door still?
Your poor Corvette.
You ride on top like, like Mario Kart?
I drove the Corvette today.
Or did it drive you?
No problem getting in, getting out, fitting, no seat adjustments needed.
You were making some noises before you came in. I heard the grunts like, oh, kick it out.
You're just lying now.
Okay, and I wouldn't do that.
The tires are flat.
They
was,
are
I
not.
I was the last one to roll in. I saw it.
Thanks, Vaseline.
Cody decided to get in on the action and said, I was driving yesterday and I tried to swerve around Rob and I ran out of gas. That's pretty funny. And also Michael. Wonderful. Michael says, Rob, your recent massive weight gain, 5 pounds, 3 weeks,
man,
must be jarring to your wife, Christina. I suggest that you give her comfort by reminding her that when the winter comes, you will be able to. When the winter comes... Now, let me just start over. It's a funny joke, and I yeah.
Okay, all right.
Take two.
Your recent massive weight gain must be fairly jarring for your wife, Christina, to watch. I suggest you comfort her by reminding her that when the heat from the summer arrives, you'll give her natural shade by standing next to her. Okay.
Oh.
All right. Bunch of you wrote in some special jokes for tomorrow, which is not celebrating Hitler, but rather celebrating 420.
Yeah.
I will defer to the stoners in the other room as to whether or not these are funny. You've probably heard all of them. I don't know.
Far out.
Here we go. What did the frog say when he passed the bong to his frog friend?
What?
Rip it. I told my doctor I was having problems with my joints. He said, roll them tighter.
Yeah, they're hard to smoke that way, actually. You want to do a little loose, that way you can get some good airflow.
That's why I prefer edibles, man.
How does a stoner recite Shakespeare?
How?
Doobie or not doobie?
Oh, always doobie, man. Doobie
double
every
doobies.
Day.
Chicken pot pie, my three favorite things.
Not in that order, man.
Fried here's chicken.
I mean, here's a classic. This one, Christ, this one was going around high school when Dawn and I were riding the stagecoach into the Red Barn to be taught. Confucius says, he who smokes weed on toilet is high on pot.
Yeah, that is a classic.
Legit. I don't stop smoking. I smoke everywhere.
What do people smoke in France?
What?
What?
Weed.
Ha ha.
If weed puns are a sin, I'll see you in hail.
What?
Hail.
I don't get it.
Hail seed, it, yeah.
It's a sin. Where would you go if you commit a sin?
In hail.
Right, I'll see you in hail.
Oh, in hail! Pot!
Oh, inhale! Oh, God!
Inhale.
Okay. We're with you.
All right.
I wish I was stoned.
Stay with me on this one. What do you call a high lizard?
What?
A marijuana. You know, this really is filled with bad puns. Weed better stop while we're ahead.
Oh. What's a pun, man?
Oh, man.
Philip wrote in, said randomly, here are a few ridiculously stupid jokes that I came up with when I was in high school for a feeble attempt to escape detention by making the teacher laugh. So, you know, you're in detention. Like, if I can tell you a joke and you laugh, you'll let me leave early.
Is this what was agreed upon? And the teacher's like, yes.
Well, and Philip's held on to them or remembers them. And they all have a theme. I don't know why he's picking on. I think he's a one-trick pony when it comes to this. I don't know that he's picking on people from Louisiana, but all of the jokes are the same basic theme.
Okay.
For example, what do you call twins from Louisiana?
What?
Multiplication.
That's
multiplication.
That's cool.
Okay. All right.
That's fine.
What do you call an undertaker from Louisiana?
What?
Deadlycation.
I just want a crab boil now.
What do you call a porn star from Louisiana?
What?
Caucasian. That one's fine.
Whoa, I think you still had to do detention.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that didn't get him. All right, these are from Wendy.
Hi, Wendy.
Something's missing in my life, like about $3 million.
Where did I put that again?
Random number. What'll happen when all the cows are let loose?
What?
Utter chaos. What did the pig say on the warm summer's day?
What?
I'm bacon. These are from Drew.
Hey, Drew.
Two martinis are walking down... Really?
Because you got to picture it.
Two martinis are walking down the road, and one gets hit by a car.
Oh, no!
The other one runs up and screams, are you all right? And the only part of the meat martini intact says, olive.
And they don't have feet. It's just that bottom somehow, swaying back and forth to get them to move. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Today I withdrew the last dollar from my retirement savings account. It's the end of an IRA. These are from Alex. My snooty friend always uses French words like hors d'oeuvres in his day-to-day conversation, and that's just for starters. Did you hear about the claustrophobic astronaut? Mm-mm. He just needed a little space. These are from Aiden.
Hi, Aiden.
I bought baked goods from the neighborhood slut this weekend. Best homemade cookies ever.
Oh, missed opportunity. If somebody doesn't retire from stripping or selling their body for sex and going into the baking industry, totally missed opportunity.
To name it a hoe?
Homemade, yeah.
Homemade, yeah.
Yeah, that was not good.
No, but see, you're onto something. I mean, any porn star, any OnlyFans.
Yeah, and they can make it the shape of their hoo-hoos.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
What?
I bought some flowers to give to my ex. I brought some flowers, rather, to my ex-girlfriend to show her how much I still love her. She gave me the silent treatment, so I just left them at her grave.
Jeez.
Yes.
These are from Keith.
Hi, Keith.
My wife is really mad at me. She suggested a threesome and asked which of her friends I would like. Well, she wasn't specific, so she got really pissed when I chose two of her friends for my threesome.
Yeah.
Oops.
You gotta
make sure you're clear that you're going to be involved in it, hon. So.
Words matter.
A doctor tells his patient, you're obese. You need to eat healthy.
And I'm the patient.
The patient says, I want a second opinion. And the doctor says, fine, you're ugly, too.
Shots fired.
Oh, man.
One's from Toby.
Hi, Toby.
After 5 years of marriage, I promised my wife that I would do something about my dad, Bob. It's just taking up too much space in the freezer and it smells bad.
Oh, God. Oh,
from David. What type of golf does a midget play?
Little person.
What?
Miniature golf.
Oh, duh. That's cute.
That's why it was invented.
Oh, man. What do you call a bird fighting cancer?
What?
A bald eagle.
Yeah.
I can tell that joke. My mom's fighting breast cancer. Shut up.
Oh, my God.
Do any of us have an epileptic in the family anywhere?
No, I thought I know of.
No. Okay.
And I just went to, we're disrespecting the nation's bird.
You made it go, Don.
That's
yeah.
Where I went.
Totally. The nation's bird.
God bless America.
Yeah.
Screw you, cancer patients, you chemo, your wigs. And,
oh, my God.
The poor eagle.
What is wrong with me?
Oh, the eagle. We do not have time to actually answer that question.
We do not.
All right, got to wrap it up here with Cameron. The post office announced a new first-class stamp commemorating prostitution. It costs 65 cents, but if you want to lick it, $2.
Do you want to lick it, though? Why wasn't there a 69 involved? They missed
the
opportunity.
Because you're adding too much.
Too much.
You've over-seasoned the dish.
Yes.
What's blue and doesn't fit?
What?
A dead epileptic. That's why I asked.
What?
I'm going to hell.
No.
How is a porn... like a horror film.
Wow.
In both, an unknown person knocks on the door and everyone gets screwed.
Just for the maggots, just for
somebody
the
order
maggots,
a pizza.
Just for the maggots,
extra
just sausage. For the maggots, just 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 for the maggots.
You got jokes? Email us rad@radio.com.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob,
anybody,
and Dawn Show.